Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, another hour coming up. Dr. Stallman's going to join us about all the spying and NSA behavior and how you're... It's not just 12 million, it's all of them. The FBI is on record with backdoors and everything, but the FBI caught with 12 million of your Apple passcodes, Google driving around. Guys, reprint me on like a few mainstream headlines to show folks of Google caught hacking passcodes with their little spy cars. It's a privatized NSA front, so the NSA guys can give themselves billions of your tax dollars and call it Google. So funny how they run everything. I'm being a little flippant there because I'm just sick of it. I can laugh or I can start yelling and screaming. And the thing is, I'm weird watching Total Evil unfold that I yell and scream. I'm supposed to just sit here calmly as we go to hell in a handbasket. I don't know. If it keeps going down this road, I'm going to have to... at least get my family out of here. I've promised to stay myself. I mean, I'm getting to the point of like having to have the realization to sell everything I got and get out of this country before they won't let me leave. And they're gearing up with that where you can't leave the country if the government says and all this crud. But I don't want to be one of the idiots that stays behind and then gets arrested by these trash, these criminal bank robbers that have hijacked our country. Some of the headlines at Infowars.com. If passengers don't like how you look, they take you off as a terrorist now. American Airlines disallows boarding of 16-year-old with Down syndrome. Adon Salazar wrote that for Infowars.com. Yet another DHS worker files a discrimination lawsuit against Big Sis, and the women being accused are resigning. All the little special friends, the little lap dogs of Janet. Oh, you just see Janet in a latex Catwoman suit. I mean, that's what's going on here. Yet another DHS worker files discrimination lawsuit against Big Sis. And then think of these people. They come up with, yeah, and then take the little kids in the back rooms and have people take their clothes off. And, yeah, then stick stuff in their coffee. They've gone to the checkpoint. Yeah, drive them into submission. And then, you know, Big Sis gets on the phone and tells the men in her office, get in here, scum. I mean, this is like, who else do you think? I mean, who do you think runs tyranny? It's a bunch of crazy people. Oh, man, I tell you, I'm crazed for liberty, though. They're crazed for evil. That's what you got to understand. You got to be crazed, folks. You got to decide what side you're on, and then you got to become electrified. You got to become human. Humans don't act like these little pathetic, soft, cowardly, domesticated creatures. I was swimming this morning in the river, and a lot of people swim in it, and there's these big, giant, two-foot-long bass that are basically domesticated. And I was swimming in Barton Springs, going into the river, and there's these big, giant, two-foot-long bass right there. Now, out somewhere where they're fished or bowed, they run from you. But they just sit there, and it's the same thing. We're like dodo birds in this country. Just have no idea what a threat is. It's like in the opening scene of 2001 Space Odyssey where the animals aren't yet, you know, being hunted by man, so they're not afraid of man. They're just kind of standing around. That's what animals really do when they've never had a predator after them. And see, I've still got all my instincts for whatever reason. When I see predators and stuff being set up, I'm jumping up and down like a monkey, you know, warning everybody. And people are looking at me sitting there eating grapes or, you know, eating foliage. Look at him. He's getting upset about nothing. And the equivalent of a Tyrannosaurus Rex has walked up, saliva dripping. I'm watching it eating my fellow humans. And I'm like jumping up and down going, ooga booga, that ain't good. And they're like, shut up, conspiracy theorists. I'm going, look at it. It's eating people. I know Tyrannosaurus Rex weren't around when humans were. My point is that that's a better analogy than, say, a Bengal tiger. Hey, that Bengal tiger's eating people. No such thing as tigers. Oh, really?
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network.
PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, for the next 40 minutes or so, Dr. Stallman's going to join us. Then I'm going to get some into the fact that these accused Homeland Security perverts are now resigning, which shows there's a lot of evidence pointing to this. And my point is, why would you have all this power and then want to sexually abuse people and, you know, get in their face and things and dominate them? Same reason the TSA wants to see if Osama bin Laden's in your underwear. It's about domination, and the fish rots from the head down. So we're going to be getting into that because there's new lawsuits, new allegations. The hysteria and the fear is intensifying. American Airlines disallows a boarding 16-year-old with Down syndrome because people thought that he looked scary. That's at InfoWars.com. Again, yet another DHS worker files discrimination lawsuit against Big Sis. Audit of New York Federal Reserve technocrat creation and cover-up of global financial crash. Big news there. At PrisonPlanet.com, establishment launches straw man over government bullet purchases, focuses on 174,000 bullets that we mentioned instead of the 1.4 billion. Amazing. We've had AP, Washington Post all attack us. Just that really got them upset that we realized they're buying armored vehicles and all this stuff against the American people. So we're going to be breaking all of that down as well. Now, joining us to really give us his perspective on what's happening is Dr. Richard Stallman, is a software developer and software freedom activist. He developed GNU, that's the basis of so many of the systems out there today. He graduated from Harvard in 74 with a BA in physics and has received many awards, doctorates, and professorships from his extensive work. In January 84, he resigned from MIT to start the GNU, or GNU operating system, meant to be entirely free software. And he has been the project's leader ever since. And I'm not going to read his whole bio. Most people know who he is if they've have any type of brain, but Stallman.org is one of the websites, and he fights against the overuse of copyright as a tyranny. To use my own word, he can correct me if I'm wrong, but the reason I wanted to get him on today is I remember Dr. Stallman, when I was just getting on the internet 15, 16 years ago, warning that they're building back doors and things. It also screws up how the software works. That's why you want the open software. And he's like, they're tracking you. They're listening to you. And then now it's just Google's cars, admittedly, driving around with NSA contracts, hacking your computer, stealing your passcodes. Totally illegal. They don't get in trouble. The FBI has been caught over and over again. It's in the Telecommunications Act. They've got all the access codes to the iPhones, the droids, and now they're denying it even though they've been caught. You've just got a total 1984 society with the smart meters now interfacing with hardwired tech in the dishwashers, the clothes washers, the clock radios. They're making you pay for the tech as part of your purchase. Again, first guy I heard talk about that was Dr. Stallman. And he got criticized for that. And so, I mean, how far does it go when the CIA director, since the last time Dr. Stallman was on, probably 6 months ago, has now come out at a public conference at Intutel, at a CIA funding conference, and says, yeah, we're using everything to listen to you. It's all got back doors. Ha, ha, ha. So we've gone from denying it just 5, 6 years ago with Bush to now it's just in your face. I wanted to get his take on that, and then all this talk of hacking the brain, the rest of it. We asked him what he thought of that. Dr. Stallman, great to have you on with us, sir.
Hi, thanks. I should point out, though, that I never talk about making software, quote, open, unquote, because that's the term used by the people.
I know. You're the expert. I'm using the wrong semantic. Sure. Okay, well, give us the right semantics.
Software. I talk about free software.
Free.
Freedom-respecting software. With software, either the users control the program or the program controls the users. With free software, the users control the program, and that way we've got a chance of making sure it does what we want it to do and not the other things we don't want it to do. With proprietary software, it's the program that controls the users, and the users typically can't change it and they can't figure out what it's doing. And backdoors and other malicious features are known in many widely used proprietary programs. For instance, there's Microsoft Windows. It has known surveillance features that people have detected over the years. They're not easy to see, but people have encountered them. And it has features specifically to restrict what users can do. These are known as digital handcuffs, or DRM. And it has backdoors. Now, there's one backdoor in Windows that was explicitly made for the police, although I usually prefer to call them the thugs. And it's designed to let them write a program on a pen drive, and when they stick that pen drive into the machine, it takes control. And they can then do anything to it. But there's another backdoor known in Windows that allows remote installation of software changes. Now, that's a universal backdoor. It means that Microsoft, using that backdoor, can do absolutely anything to a machine running Windows. Any malicious feature that is not present in Windows today could be remotely installed. It might be there tomorrow or next week. So basically, Windows has zero security. People know that Windows has weak security, but they're actually looking at only half the situation when they say that. They're thinking about security against unknown third parties. But what about the security against Microsoft or anyone that has Microsoft's cooperation? Well, in that case, given that Microsoft can remotely install software changes, the extent of Windows security against Microsoft or Microsoft's friends is zero. Literally zero. Now, if we look at the iThings, we see that they they have malicious features too. Two different spy features were found, and then they were removed, but there could be more. And the digital handcuffs of the iThings are the nastiest ever, because Apple pioneered the practice of censoring applications, of restricting what users can install into their computers. And there's also a backdoor that allows remote deletion of applications that are installed. And then if we look at Android, well, a large part of Android is in a theoretical sense somehow free software, but in practice it's not. An Android market is proprietary software which censors applications and has backdoors. So you've got non-free software with malicious features almost anywhere you look. Flash Player is another example. It has a known surveillance feature which helps websites do surveillance on their visitors, and it has digital handcuffs. So this demonstrates, by the way, that it doesn't really make any difference if the program is gratis. Flash Player, after all, is available at zero price.
Dr. Shulman, couldn't we just interrupt for a moment? Isn't it moral to demand a law for consumers where you can either get the iPhone with all the spy tech or without? Of course, the one without would be probably half the price from some of the numbers I've seen, to where it's so immoral to not tell consumers they're being paid, they're paying for mandated globally and by regional governments, mandated spy tech, and then you're never even being told. That is so immoral.
You know, they would charge more if they couldn't spy on you because the information they get is valuable. But in fact, you wouldn't be able to make it work without the spy technology, because it's not as if they say, all right, here's the stuff that users are going to really use, and here's the other components that are there just to spy. No, it's the same components that are doing all the things. And so the only way they could remove the spying is if they made, is if they somehow decided to be ethical. And then how could you trust it anyway? If the users don't have the source code, if the users can't build and run their own version, you can never tell whether it's spying.
And it's the same thing with GMO. They've been caught, you know, designing Trojan horses into that. Let me ask you this question. There was a big hubbub. Of course, you're one of the leading experts that can answer this question, but I tried to study it. That the Chinese government was building back doors into all the chips that our military is getting. But then I was researching all these major platforms and governments under the Telecommunications Act and other agreements. They are demanding this be built in so they can get in. And then sure, it's going to end up in their systems too. And so it's causing such a big problem. And then they say, give us control of the internet because of vulnerabilities they demanded be built in.
It could very well be true. It's the sort of thing that you've got to expect governments to do. And I'm sad to say the U.S. government is no longer one that we could expect to be any better in these issues than the Chinese government or the Russian
government. But, I mean, why would governments tell, you know, all the chip makers you've got to put back doors in it? Obviously,
well,
that's going to create a problem.
I don't know for certain that that has happened. I'd love to see an article showing evidence that that has occurred. All I've seen is speculation that there might be backdoors.
Oh, no, I can get this to you. I mean, it's kind of like the
I'd love to see it. So far, I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
Well, I mean, here's a quick example. The Telecommunications Act of 96 mandated the GPS triangulation in all the phones be ubiquitous by October 1st, 2001. And they gave them, I think it was $10 billion to do it. And yeah, what they do is they go in and set standards on these systems that then they have the companies later give them the codes to. It's kind of like I was told.
That's a specific thing. Yes, it's required for phones to have GPS in them. There was a free software cell phone made in which the whether to transmit any information from GPS is under the control of the user's free software. And the users really can say, no, I don't want you sending out any GPS coordinates. However, the problem is that triangulation and GPS are different. GPS is where the phone figures out from satellites where it is and then transmits that data to the phone company.
Via triangulation, giving the thing via the GPS locations of the towers. We'll be back.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Does whitening your teeth just make you want to scream? Ah! Tooth sensitivity is the number one complaint from whitening your teeth because bleach dehydrates your teeth, leaving nerve endings exposed and painful. Introducing Power Swabs, a tooth whitening system that works to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes without sensitivity. Power Swabs was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger and is clinically proven to hydrate and whiten your teeth in less than 5 minutes. Power Swabs is so effective at reducing sensitivity while whitening that dentists all over the world use it in their offices with professional whitening. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab on Power Swabs and your teeth are whiter in 5 minutes. It's that easy. Try Power Swabs in your home by calling 1-800-537-5344. That's 1-800-537-5344. Try it risk-free. Call 1-800-537-5344. That's 1-800-537-5344.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
And so many other things is on with us. Dr. Richard Stallman, Stallman.org, is gracious enough to spend time with us. A very busy individual traveling the world. Haven't been able to get him on the last 6 months. He's been all over the planet doing so much. I want to get into GNU. What is it for folks that don't know, like me? I mean, I know what it is, but not. But I even get it confused with other systems that are free or somewhat free. And then we've got the brain computing interface. Points you want to make on that point, and also you wanted to elaborate on a law that they've got to tell you about spy software that you're being forced to purchase that's been added onto the product It's washing machines. It's in everything now. Let's hit that first and then get into GNU.
I don't know to what extent current things like washing machines have that surveillance capability in them. It's a very important issue. I've been trying for a few years to get people concerned about smart meters and their potential, their gratuitous potential for surveillance, because I'm pretty sure that most of the potential electric savings could be achieved if the system simply informs your computers about when are the times that electricity is particularly scarce and raises the price for that period of time, and that way most people will choose to have their refrigerators not cool for that hour, and they won't have to tell anybody that they're doing so. They'll just use less electricity when it's expensive, and they'll pay less.
Sure. Well, just to be clear then, because I do focus on the consumer side, I know you're more into the deep guts of it all, but I can give you more examples if you'd like, but almost all the new washers, dryers, and the CIA chief, he brags about this, the new clock radios, under mandates, they're wired in with takeover switches to give you announcements. They've got wireless systems that they admit are interfacing with the wireless meter readers. California says, oh, yeah, we are going to start dialing in and turning things down or off during power, problems.
They shouldn't, for the legitimate goal, which is to reduce the peak electricity demand, there's no need to do the surveillance. They could have somewhat different smart meter systems where they can't spy on you and they can't take control, but they do cause you to pay more for electricity, maybe even 10 times more. They could when it's really in too high demand, and most people would then voluntarily set their certain appliances not to run during.
Sure, my point is that sure, but
spying is gratuitous. That's my point. There's no need for the system to do spying. The reason they're making it do spying is they want spying, and the justifications they're giving are irrelevant. They could achieve the legitimate justification without spying.
Dr. Stallman, are you saying Bin Laden is not hiding in a 2-year-old's diaper?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's conceivable that somebody might put a bomb in a 2-year-old's diaper.
Hey, you know what? There might be a bomb right now in your lower intestine. We're going to need to take you in for surgery right now.
Who knows? But the point, but that's a somewhat different issue you've got to recognize.
No, but I'm being sarcastic. It's all a giant power grab.
My main concern with the TSA is that they check for things other than bombs or weapons.
Oh, yeah. Now they're downloading people's laptops and cell phones, as you just said.
Yeah, the point is that the TSA, to make it, I think that in order for the TSA to be constitutional, they should not be allowed to take notice of anything other than a weapon that threatens the safety of the flight.
I disagree. You're an extremist. I think everyone should have proctology exams. I'm being sarcastic, doctor.
Yeah. Anyway, you said I should tell people about GNU.
Yes, sir. Tell us.
Well, what's GNU? Is a well-known question. And the answer is GNU is not Unix. GNU is a recursive acronym. It stands for GNU is not Unix. But what does that mean? Well, basically, GNU is an operating system. It's an operating system designed to be entirely free software. That is, entirely software that the users control, no software that controls the users. And lots of people use GNU, but they don't know it because they think that it's Linux. If you hear people talking about using Linux, well, it's really the GNU system together with a program called Linux, which is one component of the system as we use it today. So a fair name for this combination would be GNU plus Linux. The GNU contribution is bigger, but we can share credit with Mr. Torvalds also for the component Linux, which he wrote in 1991 and 2 and so on. So, in fact, lots of people use the GNU system.
I'll tell you what, tell us more about GNU. We got a long segment. That was a short one. Dr. Stallman is our guest, and I will control myself on TSA humor straight ahead. I want to get into more on that, and then the human brain interface. What happens when they control the software in your brain, and it isn't free?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at HVExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or HBExtract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to get into cyborgs and all of the backdoor tech built into the proprietary garbage. Hey, give you sight. Hey, get rid of Alzheimer's. Technology's great, except when it has Trojan horses built into it. We're going to be talking to Dr. Stallman, one of the preeminent experts on this, in a moment. His websites are gnu.org or gnu.org and stallman.org. Very important. We're going to define free versus open versus gratis all here in just a moment, and then get into cyborgs and more. But first off, I've done 2.5 hours here of transmission so far. I haven't really plugged anything. You hear our sponsors during the breaks. Also, when you visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPunta.com, when you click on the sponsors, that makes our media operation possible. And when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and you buy the books, the videos, the T-shirts, the camo, InfoWars.com ball caps, the super high-quality water filtration systems that I've researched and tested and have found to be the best out there, like ProPure, you get 10% off that, the Life Straw, all of it, right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The Come and Take It shirts, the Liberty or Death shirts, the Noble Lie, the films exposing the vaccines, the best products. We now carry discounted Interfood's own organic storable foods, discounted, and the entire Interfood line, superfood, all of it available right now are in the TSA T-shirts. It's all there. By the way, they get mad if you wear those. Next time I fly, I am going to wear that, by the way. Oh, you like my First Amendment? As a citizen, I can't want to end this out-of-control power grab that's now on the streets and highways. The point is InfoWarsStore.com. And it's all up there right now, ladies and gentlemen. The awesome InfoWars.com camo shirts, free bumper stickers, citizen rule books with all orders. InfoWarsStore.com or link through at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Okay, that said, going back to Dr. Richard Stallman, GNU.org, Stallman.org. Let's move quick, though. We're having even better discussions during the breaks. Finish up on your point about you know, what your software is, and then you're explaining to me the semantical manipulations here, why it's so important. I tend to agree with you. The overuse of the word free, the conflating of the terms versus gratis or open. Explain that to us.
Okay, well, first of all, I almost finished with saying what GNU is. It's an operating system. Many people call it Linux, which is really the name of one piece. Now, there are many different distributions of GNU plus Linux. Some of them are entirely free. Unfortunately, most of them include some non-free software, so I can't recommend them. But you can find out more in GNU.org/distros. That's where we talk about which distros are free and which ones are not, and why they're not. In any case, when I first started talking about free software in 1983, I wasn't aware of the confusion in my own ideas due to the two meanings of the word free. After all, free means zero price, but it also means that you have freedom. Well, after a few years, I figured out I had to explicitly separate these two meanings. So I started saying it's free as in freedom. Sometimes I say it's libre, using a Spanish word that's clear. But then a few years ago, I also realized that whenever I want to talk about zero price, to avoid confusion, I should say gratis. After all, everyone knows gratis means zero price. It's perfectly clear, but this way, whenever I say the word free, it always refers to freedom and only freedom. So this way, at least in my own discourse, I've got a word that refers to freedom unambiguously. Of course, that's not everybody, but you might want to follow this convention too. Now, I'm not going to blame anybody for causing free to have these two meanings. I'm sure that happened a few centuries ago.
Yeah, but explain what free software means. It doesn't mean free in price necessarily.
It's not about price at all. It means it respects the user's freedom and community. And there are four specific essential freedoms that the users need in order to have control over the program they use. Freedom zero is the freedom to run the program as you wish. Freedom one is the freedom to study the source code and change it to make it do your computing the way you wish. Freedom two is the freedom to redistribute exact copies to others when you wish. And freedom three is the freedom to distribute copies of your modified versions to others when you wish. So the first two freedoms give us individual control. One user individually, and any user individually, has control over the program that way. But individual control is not enough, partly because most users don't know how to program. They don't know how to study and change source code. But even if you know how, you use so many programs you couldn't possibly have time to work on them all yourself, even if you're a great programmer. So we need to do this together. We need collective control over the program. And the four freedoms give us both individual control and collective control. When I say collective control, I mean that any group of users who want to use this one version and maintain it, they can. Those who know how to program will do the maintaining of it, and the rest will just use it. But they all get to choose whether to participate in that group, and any group of people that choose to do this are free to do this, people or organizations, because it includes all the users. So that's what free software means precisely. It means that the users have freedom as they ought.
And you've already basically defined the opposite of that, which is this proprietary. Explain then what the confusion is when they use the word open.
Well, in 1998, there was a political disagreement within the free software community, which had existed for many years. There were those of us who thought of this in ethical terms as a fight for freedom, people like me. And then there were the people who appreciated the software and contributed to it, but they only appreciated it for practical benefits. And they didn't want to present this in terms of right 1988, they coined the term open source as a way to talk about the field and the software without ever saying free. And nowadays, if you look around, you'll see that the term open source is usually associated with a purely practical approach to the issue, one that's not idealistic, one that doesn't raise it as an issue of justice versus injustice.
Sure, sure. Well, we talked about this. Sure, we talked about this last time you were on. You know, I'm a multimedia operation to get my information, which is more freedom, out to people from my perspective. And so many times we end up using free or then other softwares that they call open, but a lot of times it is free because the other stuff that's offered by industry, it's not just that it's more expensive, it doesn't work because it's so chock full of spy gadgets. I mean, I told you this example last time. You wanted us to send you some examples. I told the guys to. I don't know if they did. They're so busy. But when you buy televisions now or when you buy systems and we're trying to run our own video we produced over these monitors, we have to go through all sorts of gesticulations because it's got copyright coding on it to try to stop things from playing over it unless it's already coded. And it's like, what? You don't think I'd ever play something that I produced over this? The point is, it's riddled with these little crud things. And so if it wasn't for free software, we wouldn't be able to get a lot of what we, do done. So I see all this proprietary stuff. It'd be one thing if they were selling proprietary software. It's that they've gotten the rest of industry to put gates in everything to surveil things with prior restraint.
Well, actually, I disagree. I think all proprietary software is an injustice, and I won't touch it. I won't take it.
Well, sure. I mean, you know more about it than I do. I'm just saying it's horrible and it doesn't work and it surveils me preemptively saying I'm guilty forever, not even guilty until proven innocent.
This is a consequence of the fact that it's proprietary. You see, with proprietary software, the program controls the users and the owner controls the program. So proprietary software is an instrument of unjust power, and of course they are tempted to do nasty things to you once they have the power. My point is that you recognize the nasty things that they do to you. My point is that the evil starts with letting them have the power in the first place. It doesn't...
I agree. So what do we do? What do we do?
Reject non-free software. I'm serious.
But I'm saying it's in television sets we buy now.
I won't buy them.
I agree. So what do you do, though?
I won't have a cable set up because the cable box is full of proprietary software that they can upgrade and that it's designed to restrict you. So I don't have cable.
Oh, here's a great example. I told you about this last time. It made the news. Jesse Ventura's TV show, this one episode, aired once. They didn't want to air again, and they later admitted it. They went in with a computer and erased the show off people's DVRs. They'd paid for the cable. They'd paid for the DVR. It's supposedly their property, but they went in and erased the show.
I didn't know about this. I'd love to see an article about this. I'll spread the word. But, yeah, those DVRs are full of non-free malicious software. It's designed to restrict people. It has digital handcuffs. And the reason, but the point is, people can easily see that the malicious features are an injustice. My point is, the injustice starts deeper down. It starts when they get the power to control what the software does and what it does.
All right, I want to talk about cyborgs, but what is your this human brain chip interface that you've been researching, and give us your take on that. But Dr. Stallman, the general shape of the web, cybersecurity, internet censorship, internet IDs, internet taxes, clearly the power structure is moving towards a darkening web. A, do you agree with that? B, what's your overall view?
I agree. We're moving towards a kind of a computing-enabled tyranny, a surveillance state that's worse than 1984. I often describe portable phones as Stalin's dream, because Stalin would have loved to surveil people as much as portable phones do, but he couldn't.
Yeah, it tracks everywhere you're going. Google admits they can.
Not me, because I don't have one.
They can track where you're. They know what restaurants you're looking up, what movie you're going to go see. I mean, it's literally like a guardian devil following you around.
Yes. Oh, but of course that it's likely to be because you're looking it up in a Google server, and they just have to connect which phone it is with what search it's doing. Now, when I do a search on the web, which I do not terribly often, but sometimes, I do it in a way that can't be connected with me. Now, there was
how do you do that? Proxy servers?
Well, actually, I use a shared computer, which I log in on occasionally to do various such things, but mostly they're used by other people, so they can't be connected with me. And I have it delete all cookies at the end of the session, so it can't track me long term that way. I mean, what I'm doing with those machines is not a particularly secret thing. There's nothing.
Still, it's just the exercise that. I mean, it's not particularly secret when I go and close the door and go to the bathroom, but I don't want to live in a glass house.
Exactly.
And so you either exercise these rights or you lose them, and the system wants to just tell us, oh, it's already happened. You don't have any privacy. So you know what? We're going to go ahead and just come in your house now without a warrant. How's that sound?
Yeah. Well, Jacob Applebaum had an interview published where he talks about the precautions that people take who really don't want to be spied on. Freedom campaigners like him.
Wow. Let's get into these brain chip interfaces. I mean, it's a labyrinth of good things, but the problem is all of it being rolled out from day one is proprietary and run by these control freaks.
Yeah, well, basically, what the recent study showing that they can get information about people by using these commercial brain-computer interfaces demonstrates that if you use one, you're placing a lot of trust in whatever software is running it. And the only way software can deserve that kind of trust is if it's free software. So this is yet another example of how if you use non-free software, you're a sucker in their white.
Yeah, it's like watching mainstream television. You're being brainwashed. You're being given subliminals. You're asking for it. And, I mean, this is hacking the brain. They're now saying they can go in and use programs to grab data. They're now putting passive MRIs in a few airports to passively scan us. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, well, people have got to realize that perfect safety against any threat doesn't exist. And that going to desperate lengths and sacrificing an essential freedom for a little bit more temporary security is a mistaken goal.
Well, it creates the great threat. Guys, pull up the Eisenhower quote. President Eisenhower said, if you want safety, go to prison. Of course, you're not really even safe there, he went on to add. I mean, the great threat is those that say, give up your rights, we'll protect you.
Yep.
So is there any way to turn this around?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know anything I could do that would turn it around. If I knew something, I'd be doing it. All I know how to do is try to spread the word and push wherever I get a chance.
You talk to, I know, a lot of fellow tech elites out there. I know you want to be called that, but you know, you're highly respected. I know you go to these conferences and things and rub shoulders. Now, people like Bill Joy have said, hey, what we're building is dangerous, 12 years ago in his Wired magazine piece, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us. I mean, do the elites think they're not going to get caught?
No. You know, I don't know that many people who would call themselves elite. I tend to know activists, not
okay, but my question is, what is the establishment's got to know that the trap they've built, they're going to end up falling into it? And this is not a good idea.
They probably just compartmentalize their lives. That's my guess.
Yeah, no, that's it. Yeah, I've actually talked to rocket scientists, billionaires, and they're smart at one level, but they don't get the bigger picture.
I'm afraid they don't. In any case, they probably have so many interests at stake in continuing down the path they're on that they prefer not to worry about how it might bite them someday.
Yeah, it's kind of like let them eat cake, Marie Antoinette.
No, I wouldn't think so. I don't think that they're quite analogous. But basically, they're so concerned with what they know they have to do for success in their careers that they disregard how that might affect their own freedom.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that is kind of leads to the disconnect of Marie Antoinette, where she didn't understand what the policies were doing outside the palace. I do think the ruling class.
She was safe from them. Barring a revolution, she knew that she was never going to go hungry. So she really didn't have to worry. She was really going to be spared if there had not been a revolution. That's not true for these people. They may get spied on just as badly as you and I do, but they don't think about that.
Wow. Well, we've got a final segment with you, Doc. What do you want to cover when we come back in this next little six-minute segment?
Oh, gee, beats me. I can't think of it. Oh, well, there's the issue of that just recently came up, the false Bruce Willis rumor about how he was going to sue Apple about letting someone inherit his collection of iTunes music. And that's an important issue. Even
oh, yeah, they're now saying you can't even pass on something that's on one of these platforms. It's incredible. Stay there. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto two supplements suggested by NutriPath Stephen Huer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she is beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I'm your masters of war. Here they build the big guns. Here they build the death planes. Here they build all the bombs.
Dr. Richard Stallman's our guest. I didn't even get into cost of chemtrail program, put it $5 billion a year. They say they want to add stuff to all the jet fuel to put particulate up to save us from global warming. Oh, really? That's what they're already doing covertly. But now they got a big article up at Infowars.com out of Reuters admitting the exact chemtrailing we claim they were doing, but saying they're planning it in the future with $5 billion. So amazing report there. Dr. Richard Stallman, stallman.org, gnu.org is our guest. Here we got about 5-6 minutes left. We were talking during the break about, you know, how to use search engines without being tracked. Startpage.com, I think, is pretty good. But, again, it's not that you're bad. It's that they're spying on you and creating an algorithm on you. I mean, do you go to just a psychologist randomly and tell them everything about you so they can share it with the government? That's what's happening when you're on this. They're using it for nefarious purposes. But getting back to, yeah, this hoax that, oh, see, Bruce Willis doesn't want his stuff willed. And then Apple saying, yeah, you don't own the songs you paid for. I mean, and then everything's up on the cloud. Oh, I've gone through this now, sir. People make claims that my voice is copyrighted now to erase my videos off YouTube. And I've never signed a deal with anybody to say that. And when I complain to YouTube, they put a strike against our account for daring to complain. And then now the guy that does the Transformers voice, when he does interviews with school kids, they knock the video down saying his voice is copyrighted. When I have Joe Rogan on, they take the videos down saying they're copyrighted, even though Joe never agreed to any of that. So I meant to ask you about all those points.
Ah, well, I don't put anything on YouTube because I can't watch YouTube. You see, the YouTube site requires that you run non-free software one way or another. Since I won't run the non-free software, I can't see YouTube.
No, but what about, I understand with you, but I mean the fact that they can, in the cloud, erase all the books they want, 1984, they could erase your voice. I mean, this is really dangerous. This makes, you know, Fahrenheit, whatever it is, you know, burning
or
the
anyone.
Books. Yeah.
Well, I don't like to use the term the cloud, because it's a nebulous term. Right now, you're using it for one particular kind of service, and I know what you mean. But other people use the same term to mean other things, and people don't realize that these are several different things being called by one name. So I never use that term.
You're putting your stuff in somebody else's server under their rules.
Right. I agree. And, well, that's what you're talking about, and I think we shouldn't do that, and I don't do that. You know, I have some recordings of music in digital form. I don't store them in some service. I have them on discs and USBs, and that's the only place I'm going to have them. And
the system admits they want to go to cloud to control us. I mean, this is a bad thing.
Yes, well, the point, I don't want to use the term cloud, but those services are a bad thing, and this Bruce Willis rumor might have been false in regard to Bruce Willis, but it's true in regard to what's bad about iTunes. You shouldn't use iTunes at all. I mean, you can't use iTunes unless you're using non-free software, which you shouldn't use because you lose control of your computing. So, of course, it's bad. But then this just shows how once they've got this non-free software, that they use that to exercise more control of you. So you shouldn't let them get the first level of control over you, and you shouldn't buy anything in digital form unless it gives you the same freedoms as a printed book or a CD or an LP record. If you look at Stallman.org/ebooks.pdf, you'll see this issue for ebooks. Most commercial ebooks are fundamentally unethical in three ways. There are digital handcuffs. They make you sign a contract that does, so you don't get the same rights you would get if you bought a printed book. And you can't buy them anonymously.
Dr. Stallman, thank you so much. Amazing job.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.